right, your radio show is on the air. Good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Here we sit. Today is Thursday, October 24th of 2019. I'm a little bit concerned about you this morning.
And why is that?
You work a lot, right?
Yes.
You tell everybody, I work so much.
I don't tell everybody I work. They just know I do.
There's a study out today, and it's true, that says that the people who work more than 50 hours a week, they have more stress.
Man.
Hence, more likely to lose their hair.
Great. I'll be bald next week.
Hair loss is linked to being stressed out and working too many hours.
I believe it. And with women, I'm telling you, as being moms and cleaning and having jobs and raising kids, you get stressed out a lot. So when you're in the shower washing your hair, I mean, stuff, you know, it comes out.
Right. And what do you do with it when it comes out?
Well, sometimes it goes down the drain.
Mm-hmm.
No. And other times it makes it up on the wall. I call it hair art.
Why do girls do that?
Because you can't, number one, it's wet. It's sticking to you. You can't get out of the shower while you're wet and try to dispose of it. So you just do the best you can.
So you stick it on the wall.
Yeah.
Maybe you need like a little trash basket.
A trash basket, yeah. In the shower.
Yeah. You get the sticky things, the suction cups, mm-hmm. and you have it stuck right there. That way you can put them right there. I'm just going to give this a heads up to all guys. If you're married, you know what I'm talking about. If you're not married, if you're young, you don't believe me? I'm telling you, you will realize that women love doing wall art with their hair. It's a surprise when you get in the shower.
It's true.
It is a true story, and also true that if you're overworked, if you work more than 50 hours a week and you feel like you're stressed out, you could start losing your hair. Beware.
Let's throw one back on this day in country music with Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So the year was 2009 and Chris Young had the number one song in country music.
All I can think about is getting you home. Walking through the front door, seeing your black dress hit the floor.
It's Chris Young.
Sure ain't nothing like you loving me all night long. And all I can think about is getting you home.
Chris Young, Getting You Home, number one on this day in 2009.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Selena Gomez. So Selena released a new song called Lose You to Love Me, and it's hard to believe it's not about Justin Bieber. Basically, it's about a bad relationship and what she had to do to get over it. Here's a clip of the song. Tell me what you think.
Yeah, we'd always go into it blindly. I needed to lose you to find me. This dance was killing.
All right, so there's all of these people going crazy saying, oh my goodness, it's about Justin. Well, here's the thing. She released a second song.
Uh-oh.
Very close to the first one, and it has a very similar theme. The song is called Look at Her Now. Here's what it sounds like.
They fell in love one summer. A little too wild for each other. Shiny till it wasn't. Feels good till it doesn't. It was her first real lover. His too till he had another. Oh girl, but she found out.
Oh my gosh.
Of course she was sad, but now she's glad she dodged a bullet. Mm-hmm. Took a few years to soak up the tears, but look at her now. Watch her go.
Huh. Anyway, so is it coincidence or whatever? But you can listen to both of Selena's new songs. We have them up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com.
Lots of people are talking about the reaction from Hailey Baldwin Bieber, Justin's wife, right? Because the story is that she posts this story to her Instagram. And the song that she played, like she has the photo, but the song playing in the background, the song is called I'll Kill You by Summer Walker. So people are like, oh my gosh, she's sending a brutal message out to Selena Gomez. The message of I'll kill you.
Right.
So Hailey comes back. Of course she has to deny that, right? She says, please stop with all this nonsense. There is no response. This is complete BS. And then Selena Gomez is responding, basically saying that women need to stick together. Yet, she's the one over here with this music that seems like it's directly at Justin Bieber. So, a little bit of drama between Selena Gomez, Hailey Baldwin Bieber, and Justin Bieber.
Got you gossip on Pete Davidson. So he's dated Kate Beckinsale. He's dated, who was the other one?
Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande, yeah. That was a big one. Well, he was seen leaving the apartment of Kaia Gerber, who is Cindy Crawford's daughter.
Oh, my
goodness.
And
if you haven't seen her, she looks identical to Cindy, when she was 18?
Yeah, it's wild.
But she's 18. Pete Davidson is 25, but I would love to know what Cindy thinks about old Pete.
Yeah, because here's what I'm thinking. Let's go ahead and let's back this up just a step.
Oh, man.
So your stepdaughter turns 18.
Oh, gosh, yes.
She moves to New York. She calls and says she's dating Pete
There's
Davidson.
A problem. I'm sure he's a great guy and he's funny, but yeah.
Yeah, there's something about a reputation. Mm-hmm. So anyway, of course, every morning here on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So today is World Tripe Day. I'm thinking I need to go get my street tacos with some tripe.
Wait a minute, and tell me what tripe is again?
It's part of a cow. It's beef. But the place I like to go for my street tacos, they have tripe, and you can get one. I normally get a tripe taco and a chicharron taco.
Oh.
And the asada.
You think that you're saying all of that correctly?
Not exactly sure if I'm doing that, but I try real hard. But tripe, I was reading, because I kind of know what it is. And the way I would describe it to you, and I describe it to Kai and my wife, is its stomach.
Gee, sign me up.
Who wants to eat some stomach?
I don't know.
But I found the definition. Can I read it to you?
Mm-hmm.
I need my glasses today. It says, beef tripe is made from the muscle wall. The interior mucosal lining is removed, but it's of the first three chambers of a cow's stomach. Mm. The rumen, the omasum, and the rectum. No.
Yep, that's what you're eating, Brandon. That is what you're eating.
The reticulum.
That's embarrassing. How did you get rectum out of that?
You know, sometimes you see letters.
No, I do
you
know.
You don't read the whole word.
I mess up every day, I know.
So again, to clarify, it's not the rectum. It's the rumen, the omasum, and the reticulum. Reticulum.
Mm-hmm. Might as well be.
It is cow stomach, and it's what we're celebrating today on World Tripe Day.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Eating some beef tripe.
It's disgusting.
I have this skill where I can change any song to say anything I want it to
say. It's true. You have ruined so many songs for me since I have had my time here. Thank you.
Ruined so many.
Ruined.
Why would you say I ruined them?
Because now every time a song comes on, I think about the words you changed it to, and a great song becomes something horrible and very inappropriate.
That is not true.
It's 100%
true. She is a 100% liar this morning. I do not believe a word she says.
Let's call your wife.
You realize you're a mother.
Let's call your... Exactly, and you're a father. Let's call let's call your son, Kai, and ask him about your songs.
You've never come back with, and you're a father. Because sometimes she'll say something, and I'll look at her and I'll say, Kelly.
You're a mother.
You're a mother.
And you just said something like that right before. Well, you're a father, too.
You know one thing Kelly Perry knows? She knows a bunch of crazy people.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
Now, Brandon, we've been talking about The Office a lot. This woman is from Scranton, Pennsylvania, which is the home of Dunder Mifflin.
Yeah.
Right? Well, her name's Alexis, and she made plans last week to sell her iPhone 6S to someone for $100.
Okay.
And when she met the guy, he handed her a roll of bills. The roll was made up of a $1 bill, a $10 bill, and a fake $1 million bill.
Oh, good.
Well, there's no such thing as a real $1 million bill or $1 million bill, so I guess saying fake $1 million bill is kind of redundant. But anyway, when she confronted him about the fake bill, he punched her and took off running.
It's not funny. It's not funny.
I know. But anyway, the cops are trying to track him down. They have not found him yet. But anyway, speaking of money, if money really did grow on trees, what would be everyone's favorite season?
Ooh, what would it be?
Fall! Get it? Leaves are falling, and if leaves were money, we'd be catching money? You don't get it.
No, I get it, but I've explained to you, when you have to explain the joke, it's probably not a
good
joke.
Well, there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Uh-huh.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hey, heads up. Tomorrow morning, right now, right about this time, we'll be kicking off our show, our K-Fine High School tailgate tour on location. And we haven't been to this school in a few years. So we want the school to be ready. We want the town to be ready, because when we come in, we disrupt.
Yeah. Yes.
We will. I'm just telling you. We're like the bad kids.
Yes.
Not really bad
we're
kids.
Rebels.
But we'll come in and we'll turn the music up loud. We'll make people laugh.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have David do push-ups.
Make fun of David, yes.
All that kind of stuff. So tomorrow morning, we make our big return to
Manila High School.
Manila High School tomorrow morning. It's your K-Fine High School tailgate tour powered by Glensane Motors, NEA Baptist, and the U.S. Air Force. We'll see you tomorrow morning, Manila High School, right at this time.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Good morning, and thanks for having us on this morning. I think the sun is going to come up. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I see a lot of clouds right now.
What is it? Why is it still so dark?
I don't know.
So tomorrow morning, we're going to roll into Manila High School. It's going to be like this.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be dark like this.
We will bring them the sunshine.
We will. So again, it's been a few years since we've been there. The first year we went, we realized that the Manila cheerleaders could sing every song on the radio.
Every commercial.
And the commercials.
It was awesome.
Do you remember that?
I loved it.
They were like singing the Hayes jingle and all these, the vet care jingles. Like any jingle that was in a commercial, mm-hmm. they knew that. Now, they knew the music too, but they also knew the commercials.
Yeah.
Which really tells you that's pretty special.
It's a fun school.
So Manila, we're coming back to you. It's been a few years since we've been there. The last time we were there, we caused a power outage in the city. Well, I don't know if that was really our fault.
I don't think that was us.
But there was a power outage while we were there, and we had to try to eat breakfast.
Yeah.
We went all kinds of different places. We've been given a heads up on a restaurant that's in Manila.
Yes.
So we might even stop by and have some breakfast this morning.
Sounds
tomorrow
good.
Morning. Not this morning. Tomorrow morning. Anyway, that's tomorrow morning, the K-Fun High School tailgate tour.
So we need to have a moment of full disclosure.
Do I have to hit the horn?
Sure.
You know how we have the full disclosure horn
a
lot of times?
Yes. Yeah, that definitely goes along with this.
That says full disclosure. Nothing says full disclosure like this.
You know something's about to go
down.
It's
going to be bad. Somebody's about to get called out, David.
All right, well, right now it's about to be you.
Nope, that doesn't go this morning.
Yep, because...
I'm not in the mood for that today.
I am really debating on hitting the unfriend button on our relationship.
Wait a minute. Hang on. Back up.
Mm-hmm.
That's wrong on so many levels.
Well, number one, I said unfriend.
Yes.
And
in our work relationship.
Well,
our hosting relationship.
That's the only reason I haven't deleted it yet and said unfriend.
Because we get paid to do this.
Correct.
Not a lot, but we still get paid for it.
And I've never felt like that. Well, I have a few times, but not until yesterday have I really, really decided, you know what, started thinking about it. I can't handle this.
We didn't even argue yesterday. Some days we argue.
Yes, that's
but
true.
I don't think
we actually had a good day yesterday when it came to not arguing.
Yeah, we were on location. We had a fun show. What was it?
It was after that. What did we
what
do?
What happened after it? Did some commercials or?
No. What did we do with
meetings
our intern Luke for about, what, an hour and a half?
Oh, we did a photo shoot for the upcoming issue, the November issue of Occasions Magazine.
Okay, but when you say photo shoot, it's not just a couple of pictures. It's I have to reschedule my life.
No, you do not. That's ridiculous.
No, Brandon, I would like for you to count and see how many pictures we took yesterday. We went to every single wall here at the company. We went to every single wall, outdoors, inside. We had to hold stuff. We had other people holding stuff. You had people holding lamps up.
This sounds dumb, but y'all, is true.
It's completely
true. It's
100%
true.
Like, I felt sorry.
How long did you say it took?
An hour and a half.
That's dumb. I don't think it took that long.
It probably took 10 minutes, but we probably took 150 pictures in 10 minutes.
I can tell you. Okay, I can tell you how long it took, I think, in my gallery.
My smiling muscles were so sore.
Yeah, okay. Let me go back and see here. Because we did take quite a few pictures. Maybe I don't want to admit this.
In my head, I counted over 100.
All right, so... Let's get back here. Yeah, that's bad.
And how many pictures when we looked at them?
45 minutes of photo taking.
45 minutes.
I didn't realize it was that bad. You want me to count?
Yeah. And you told me, this is more part of our full disclosure. You told me, I probably shouldn't say what we're wearing. We should wait. Should I wait?
We didn't wear anything crazy or anything.
No, but we had a theme in mind and you ended up not doing the theme. We had a theme in mind. I did the theme and did what you told me to do. Oh, he's counting everyone.
Yeah.
And you decided to go against it.
Well, I don't know if I'd say it exactly like that. I mean, I kind of like that, a little bit like that.
What happened, Brandon?
A lot like that, actually.
Mm-hmm. What happened?
I took off my flannel because it made me look fat.
We took 700 pictures with flannels
on. No, we didn't take 700. We took 81.
That's how many?
My math shows me we took 81 photos. No, it's 81.
So anyway, he was like, this shirt makes me look fat. So I was like, take off.
That's not how it started. It started off where I hated every picture they were showing me.
And I was trying to help everything.
That one looks good. I'm like, no, it doesn't. That looks awful. I'm not going to put that anywhere. That's not going to go in. I'll just put the logo in there. Just the logo by itself.
Mm-hmm. That's what I got to do for an hour and a half yesterday.
So then Kelly told me to take my shirt off.
Your flannel shirt.
Right.
And you're like, oh, you do think I look fat.
Well, that's how I took it.
I was trying to help anything to make you just take a normal picture.
Well, because I wasn't having a good picture day, and there's nothing worse.
It's bad.
Than having to take a photo on a day where you're not having a good picture day.
And you don't like what you're wearing.
And you might look at me and think, wait a minute, what's the difference? He's bald. He doesn't change that much.
He points, he's bald, and he smiles.
It ain't that much different. But for whatever reason, some days I see it different.
Yeah.
I was having a bad day.
Well, it was, I had to go get a massage yesterday when it was over.
Oh, because of me?
Because of you.
Well, that is dumb.
Do you think the company will pay for that?
I don't think this company will pay for anything. We don't have lights in the hallway.
Oh, gosh.
That was Kelly Perry who
no!
said that. She wrote that down for me to read.
I did not. Oh, my gosh.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh,
happy
yeah.
birthday to you. Happy birthday,
yeah.
happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to
for
you.
Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today, Thursday, October the 24th of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Lexi Burris.
Happy birthday.
17 years old at Jonesboro High School. Happy birthday, Lexi. Brian Henley of Jonesboro celebrates. Sarah Daugherty of Jonesboro. Happy birthday. Caroline Carpenter of Jonesboro celebrating today. Lee Forbes from Truman. Madison Allen of Brooklyn and going to Brooklyn Middle School, 13 today, and is excited about being a teenager.
Man, that's a big birthday.
I remember turning 13.
Do ya?
Dude, I thought I ruled the world.
Did you have a mullet then at 13?
Oh, yeah. Straight
wow.
up. Probably frosted tips and a ducktail, too.
Man.
It's good looking, man. Shirley Mansfield from Marmaduke is celebrating her birthday. Jacob Shirley of Walnut Ridge, 31. Love from Mama. We have Connor Walters, Paragould, turning 20. Vicky Clay Arnold, also from Paragould, celebrating her birthday. And Kylie Ware of Newport is turning 12 years old today. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Shanae Grimes is 30. That's Annie Wilson on the 90210 reboot. Adrian Ballion is 36. That's a founding member of the Cheetah Girls.
Yeah, she's also, I think, a talk show host.
Was it Raven Simone, a Cheetah Girl? Raven
I'm not
Simone?
Sure if she was a cheetah.
Okay. Tila Tequila, you used to be a big fan of her on MySpace. She's 38 today.
I probably followed her. We were MySpace friends.
Really?
No, I was so cool on MySpace. I was so early on MySpace. It was MySpace.com/Brandon Baxter.
Wow.
I was so impressed by that. She also had that TV show, A Shot at Love, with Tila Tequila.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So for whatever reason, I don't know why her name sticks out for me.
Because it's fun to say.
Tila Tequila.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if she said it like that.
Never
mind.
I don't think she ever said it like that.
Moving on past that.
Bill Wyman is 83, former Rolling Stones bassist.
Ooh, we should do some Rolling Stones real quick. Lead singer of the Rolling Stones, who is he?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Mick Jagger.
Ooh, good job. How about this one?
You can't always get yeah, I dedicate this song you to you.
You can't always get what you want.
I'm not sure what that means.
You can't always get what you want.
You're a mother.
But if you try sometimes, you might find.
If only you knew how awkward she felt right now, this would be worth $1 million in your life. Happy birthday to Bill Wyman from the Rolling Stones, who's 83.
And then Drake is 33. Is 33. Almost said 33 as well, but 33.
It's because you're flustered.
I'm a little flustered.
Let's do some Drake.
Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me, because
cause I want you and I need you.
This song was huge. This is where we'd see the people getting run over by cars and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You're out there trying that dance.
And last night,
I like this one too.
I think I lost my patience last night. I got high as the expectation.
What about the one right here?
You used to call me on my cell phone.
It's my favorite song.
Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone.
I'll pull up to A-State games, windows down.
Late night when you need
That's embarrassing.
Jump on phone, people.
And I know when that hotline blink.
What's up?
That can only mean one thing.
I can't be cool if I try, right?
Mm-hmm. I know.
So that's when you just give up on trying to be cool.
Yeah.
So Drake is 33 years old today. Happy birthday, Drake.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So the first round of performers have been announced for CMAs, the CMAs that air November 13th on ABC. Now here's the first group.
All right.
Eric Church, Luke Combs, Miranda Lambert, Reba McEntire, Maren Morris, Carrie Underwood, Pink and Chris Stapleton, Keith Urban, and get this, Dolly Parton, and Zach Williams.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So Zach Williams is a Jonesboro guy who started off doing some rock and roll music, found Jesus, and is really dominating the Christian charts. Mm-hmm. And the idea that he can go out there and say, hey, I'm going to record a song with Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Unbelievable. Zach is actually at First National Bank Arena tonight. So Zach Williams, Dolly Parton. Let me give you a snippet of that song. It's called There Was Jesus, Zach Williams.
Every minute, every moment, where I've been or where I'm going, even when I didn't know it or couldn't see it, there was Jesus. So this man who needs amazing kindness.
Maybe on the CMA Awards with Dolly.
Forgiveness at a price I didn't pay. I'm not perfect, so I thank God every day. Well, there was Jesus.
A big deal for him.
There was Jesus.
I mean, a Jonesboro guy who goes off and records a song with Dolly Parton. And is dominating the Christian charts.
Yeah.
Again, Zach Williams performing on the CMA Awards.
And that'll be November 13th.
So congratulations goes out to Luke Bryan, who the other night at the Grand Ole Opry was able to flip the Opry pink. Breast cancer awareness. Mm-hmm. He went over and hit the big switch, and all the lights in the back behind the set turned pink, which is a pretty cool visual. And also, while he was there, Luke was given a really cool award. It's the ACM Award for Album of the Decade for his album Crash My Party. And they think this really was kind of like the breakthrough album for Luke Bryan. This song was on it.
This is a drop everything kind of thing. Swing on by, I'll pour you a drink.
Remember
the
that
door's
one?
Unlocked, I'll leave.
This one was on the album.
So I'm gonna sit right here on the edge of this pier.
Play It Again was on there.
She said, play it again, play it again, play it again. And I said, play it again, play it again. Play
and also, That's My Kind of Night.
All them other boys wanna line you up and take you. Catch us up a little catfish dinner. Gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night.
It's cool though, Luke Bryan has won the inaugural ACM Album of the Decade Award for Crash My Party.
So you may now know that Maren Morris is pregnant, and she's going to have a baby with her husband, Ryan Hurd, and she just gave us a great first look at her baby bump. She's due in March, so she's likely about 3 months along, and she's got her bump to show off, but it's a full-on belly shot with some country flair. She's got on a cowboy hat with her bare belly, and she's kind of looking down at it. It's a really pretty picture.
Yeah, we didn't do any of those pretty pregnancy pictures when we were pregnant with Kai.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Like, I don't know if Leslie wasn't in the mood for that.
Yeah.
A lot of times girls are like, I don't feel pretty when I'm pregnant, so I ain't doing that.
Yeah, some feel really pretty, others don't. Yeah. But you can check out Maren Morris's cute baby bump pictures. They're up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
I had a very scary run-in with the law, and that doesn't happen very often, but I will tell you that There's no feeling quite like being pulled over. And you're getting pulled over, and you're not exactly sure why you're getting pulled over.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm driving down the interstate the other day, and I have much respect for our cop friends, our police officer mm-hmm. friends, state trooper friends. Like, legit, I have a bunch of friends.
Yeah.
Who do that for a living.
Well, a lot of them just act like they're your friend. But
you think so?
Yeah.
Saw some friends from Truman PD eating lunch the other day.
Yeah.
So I had a run-in with the state trooper. I'm not going to give any names or any major details, but I'm driving down the highway, and I realized that people were kind of slowing down. So, like any good driver does, you slow down too when you see a state trooper.
Of course.
So I noticed, though, that he was going a little bit slower, and I needed to get over to take an exit because I might have been going to Truman to go to the line.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, so my debate is, well, do you just pull in front of the police officer? You don't just pull in front of a police officer unless you know you're innocent. Like, if there's any chance you're guilty, you don't get in front of the officer. You stay behind him.
So what'd you do?
Well, I got in front of him because he was going a little bit slower than me.
So you're feeling pretty good about yourself. You aren't being, you know, warrants for your arrest.
Dude, there's nothing on me. Like, legit, as much as
clean
we act
slate.
Silly, it's like, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm like Mr. Rogers. Just bald and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm there in front of the police officer, and I realize that his lights come on, right?
Ooh.
And the siren goes off. And I'm thinking, well, surely he's just trying to get around me.
Well, and it's bad enough when they're not pulling you over, but they're behind you. Because yeah. you still think, it doesn't matter. You're like, oh my gosh, you automatically feel like something's going to happen.
Like, what have I done?
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, dude, I'm going to pull over and let you go on by.
Yeah.
Yeah, go on. Go get that bad guy.
Right. We're partners.
Yeah. I'm a friend of the police. So as I pull on over, he pulled on over behind me.
He wanted to show you what a good friend you were.
And I watch him get out of his car, and it's state trooper. They got the big old hats, and they're uh-huh. kind of intimidating anyway.
Yep.
And I noticed that he walked up to my car, kind of patted my car. I rolled my window down. I'm like, hey, man. How are you doing?
Your whole voice changes.
It's like everything all of a sudden is like, whoosh.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, all of a sudden, any bravery you have is gone.
Right. Uh-huh.
And he says, you know why I pulled you over? I'm like, I have no idea. He said, your license plate's expired and your tags don't match your sticker. And I'm like, what? He's like, none of this stuff matches up. I ran your tags. None of this matches your car. And I'm like, oh, dude.
You have a stolen car.
I have a stolen car. So I'm like, he's like, do you have your license and registration and insurance? You know, all that stuff, yeah. right, that they ask for.
Did you have everything?
I did, but you know, it makes you nervous trying to find it because you're digging through stuff. And I'm like, I want him to know I'm doing
your
nothing wrong.
Your hands are trembling even though you've done nothing wrong.
But all of a sudden you feel guilty.
Yeah, I know.
When you get pulled over, you feel guilty.
It's
you're
true.
Like, what have I done?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
You start thinking back to third grade when you cheated on a test.
Yeah. All that stuff. So he says, I hand him the stuff. I explained to him that we had mailed off our tags and they never arrived. So I had to go to the DMV last week. I sat there with 100 people and I went up there and they had to print me a new sticker and all this kind of stuff. So he shows me, he says, first of all, let me take your stuff. He goes back to his car and all of a sudden you're like, I hope there's nothing on me. Like, I know there's not, but you start hoping there's not.
Yeah.
Kelly, he walks back up to my car. This time, he's on my side, and he says, sir, please step out of the vehicle.
Stop it.
Dude, I'm going
no.
to jail.
What did you do?
I almost just laid down with my hands behind my head.
I would love to talk to him just to see if he remembers you completely either turning white as a ghost or as red as that wall back there.
Please step out of the vehicle.
What did you say?
Yeah, sir. Because all of a sudden I'm freaking out. Like, oh my God, I'm going to jail.
And there's cars driving by and stuff too. So you think people are seeing you outside of your car?
He took me to the back and he showed me how my tag didn't match my sticker. And he said, this isn't your fault. There's nothing on you.
Oh, bless him.
But I just want you to know.
He knew you were freaking out.
You're going to have to go get this fixed. I'm not sure how it got messed up, but what you're showing on your sticker doesn't match your vehicle.
He was handling you with kid gloves.
He was handling me like he was Mr. Rogers.
He was like, this guy, man.
But dude, I'm telling you, you know how you think you didn't do anything? But when an officer tells you to get out of the vehicle, because you've seen it in the movies.
I know.
They're about to come up and cuff you and yes. push you against a car and throw you in the back, and your car's going to be on the side of the road with the windows down.
Yeah, you'd be calling your wife, telling her to come get you.
I'm in jail.
I know.
I was freaking out.
That's freaking funny. Out.
But I do want to say thank you to the officer who was very nice. And here's what I did. I'm probably on a dash cam somewhere. Then they're probably laughing.
Laughing at you because they see you looking like you're about to throw up.
And you know what I said at the end of it? Because I'm like, how do you exit this situation? And like, I talk for a living. I host events for a living. That's what I do.
Did you say, hey, I'm Brandon Baxter,
no,
on
I
the radio?
I didn't ever say that. I don't know if he knew or not. He didn't. They don't tell you and they know that. Hey, Brandon Baxter, I'm taking you to jail. They don't ever say that kind of stuff, right? They act right. like you're just whoever, and it doesn't matter because it's just a radio job anyway. But I said to him, I reached out, and I'm on dash cam. I shook his hand, and I apologized that he had to pull me over.
So you're like, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry you had to stop me and get out of the car and all that kind of stuff.
Wow.
And then you get in your car, and he's still sitting there, and you're like, make sure you turn the blinker on. You don't want to pull off too fast.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
And I was going to the stupid beer store after that.
Were you scared he was going to ask you where you were headed?
Where are you headed? Going to the beer store.
That would have been made it great.
I'm just telling you, though, there's no fear like being pulled over when you think you're innocent. And then you start to feel like, oh, my gosh, what have I done? And then they have you step out of the car.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Again, a heads up. If you saw me on the side of the road with a state trooper behind me outside of my vehicle and it looked like I was being arrested, that was not the case.
I was going to say the truth is he was.
No, it wasn't. They were just showing me how my sticker on my car did not match my registration. And my license plate is expired. Kelly, I was there last week, so I have to go back today and try to figure out what happened.
Can I ask you how long your license plate has been expired?
No, I guess since last week.
Oh.
I guess.
Huh.
Because we did our registration in the mail like 2 months ago, and the sticker never showed up. So my wife, Brandon, you're going to have to go and get that. So I went last week, and I guess they were supposed to give me new tags, but I didn't get new tags. They're busy up there.
Yeah.
Like you walk in there, you know.
No, they're busy.
They're busy. There's people lined up. Take a number.
And they're on number like 5,000.
Yeah. And I'm number 8,000.
Oh.
Anyway, that's a tough job though.
Mm-hmm.
Because every time, and it doesn't matter who you are, you only go there typically once a year maybe, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you get up there to the counter.
And you have to pay money.
And they're sitting down lower than you and you're standing up high. And all of us go dumb. Like, we don't know what to do.
Well, that, and we're all in a bad mood because we're going to have to pay some kind of fee. So yeah. They have to deal with people in bad moods and upset all the time. And they're just there to help.
And how many times do they answer the same question?
Oh, my goodness, a lot.
And we're going, what do you need from me?
Mm-hmm.
We've never done this before.
Right, and she's like, you've been doing this since you've had a car for the last 25 years.
I don't have everything. I'll have to come back.
Right.
You know how many times I've sat in that building and I've waited for like 45 minutes or an hour and didn't have everything I needed?
Oh,
dude, that's the worst.
It is bad.
But if you saw me on the side of the road getting pulled over, it was merely me becoming friends with the state trooper because I believe we bonded.
Mm.
You think he knew I was scared?
Yes. You're very easy to tell that you're scared or nervous.
Do you think that they will have a class where they all sit together and watch my dash cam? Of me stepping out of the vehicle.
If I was them, I would.
Because you know you want to step out like you're innocent.
Well, did you step up and like bow up on him or what?
Oh no, man, I almost just laid down. Just take me now. Don't be physical with me.
You just laid down.
Guilty!
You don't even, your foot just barely makes it out and you just kind of slither out of the car to the ground.
Hello. Well, and then you know how you do the deal, like when they pull you over, you're like, you want to show you don't have any weapons, you're not trying to do anything bad. So like,
did you put your hands out the window?
No, I didn't put my hands up, but I was like, hands on the wheel.
Yeah.
And my license was in my back pocket and I was like, I don't want to reach back there because I mean, heaven forbid he thinks I'm doing something.
I don't think he'd think that you were doing anything.
Kelly, I'm bald with tattoos. If he doesn't know me, like if you know me, you ain't scared. Right?
No.
Let's just be honest. You're not going to be scared of this.
No.
If you've ever heard me and my anxiety and my life. But maybe if you don't know me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A bald guy with tattoos driving a Dodge.
Ooh.
He's a bad dude. And then I started thinking like, okay, because I knew I was going to the beer store. Oh, it doesn't matter, right?
I'm surprised you didn't say it.
going to the beer store.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, man. I'm headed to the beer store. And then you would have died because you said that.
So what if, because I thought about this on the way back home. Like, what if I had the beer sitting there, riding shotgun, right? And he's like, do you get that beer? Well, yeah. And then he made me get out and try to do the test. Even if I hadn't had any, I probably would fail it because of my nerves.
Probably.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Walk a straight line. Sir, I don't think I can do that.
Because I'm nervous.
I'm telling you, it's real life, and I deal with me every day, and yeah, it's difficult at times.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's homecoming week for Arkansas State, and don't forget, the homecoming game is happening on Saturday. We have the Ultimate A-State Game Day Experience, Kick for Cash, tickets to the game, the K-Fine tailgate, the Bills Cost Plus tailgate kit. You can win all of that. We draw later on today. If you haven't sent your text, make sure you know what to text, and you'll still have the chance to win through 5 o'clock today.
Text KICK to 62582.
Also, don't forget, there's a parade in downtown Jonesboro tonight put together by the Student Activities Board at Arkansas State University and the Block Party. A bunch of A-State students taking over downtown. That's happening tonight.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Thanks for starting your day with us. Sun is shining. That is beautiful to see through the blinds here at the radio station. Thanks for listening this morning. All right, so I was pulled over by a state trooper.
And arrested.
And almost arrested, at least in my head I was. Because as he ran my information, and he was checking my vehicle information, my tag information, my registration, my all the stuff, insurance and all that, he came back to my vehicle. Ooh. Sir, please step out of the vehicle.
Wow.
I was nervous. I was scared. And then he just showed me that my registration stuff had been messed up. I would need to get that corrected. So all of a sudden, I felt much better. But we have Donna on the phone who has a story because she is, I believe they're saying, she is the spouse of a police officer.
Oh.
Maybe it's the spouse of the officer who had me on the side of the road. Do you think?
That'd be awesome. And we could actually watch the dash cam of you being nervous.
That'd be hilarious.
That'd be great.
Let's go to the phones. Hey, good morning, Donna.
Brandon, I'm doing good. I was listening to your story. And I'm feeling for you, okay?
Yes.
I had something really, really similar happen to me. It's been a few years ago. I'm the wife of a retired police officer.
Oh, no.
So you're feeling for me already, you know? Right.
Yes, I do.
I was bringing him lunch one day, and he worked at a really, really small town. And I get pulled over. My foot is a little heavy. I will admit that. And so over the radio, over their radio, he calls the police officer, the state trooper, calls in and says, hey, man, do you know this woman? And he calls back and he says, that's my their number for wife.
Right? Oh. Yes. Is that good or bad?
I still hear about it today. I still hear about it.
I'm telling you. There's something weird. So even as an officer's wife, if there's a police officer behind you, you get nervous?
Absolutely. The very thing, like, you're thinking, did I swerve back there?
Yep.
Did, you know.
Miss a stop
sign. All
this stuff
goes through your mind.
Okay, so because you have the relationship with an officer, do they realize that we're going to freak out every time they're behind us? Do they know that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they know. They take that into account, too. They really do. They have a whole class on judging whether or not the anxiety that you're having actually just from being pulled over or if it's something else.
Now Brandon's going to get nervous that his anxiety, they're going to think his anxiety means it's the bad anxiety, which means yeah. It's you've done like, something horrible.
Am I really showing that kind of anxiety or is it something else?
We had an officer who worked here at one point, and he was telling me that there's a class when you ask somebody a question. If you look one way, you're trying to think about it, like you're trying to remember something. And if you look the other way, you're trying to think to make something up. When he told me that, I was mind blown, and I never wanted to look away. I want to make straight eye contact all the time.
Yeah.
Yes. But you know what? You do it anyway. Like, I know you think I'm looking straight ahead. But my husband is a human lie detector. I'm telling you, he is.
Can we have him on the show?
No, no.
Oh my gosh. He is though. Our children, we've raised five boys, and I'm gonna tell you, they could never do anything in front of him that he didn't know already know what was going on.
I have two teenagers, so I'm gonna need your services.
Yes, no joke.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Got Your Gossip
on Selena Gomez. So Selena just released a new song called Lose You to Love Me. And it's kind of hard not to believe it's not about her ex, Justin Bieber. And basically it's about a bad relationship and what she had to do to get over it. Here's a clip of the song. Tell me what you think.
Yeah, we'd always go into it blindly.
So, of course, Twitter went crazy. Oh my gosh, it's about Justin Bieber and all that kind of stuff. But wait, there's more.
What?
She released a second song, and it has a very similar theme. The song is called Look at Her Now. Here's what it sounds like.
They fell in love one summer, a little too wild for each other. Shiny till it wasn't, feels good till it doesn't. It was her first real lover, his too till he had another. Oh girl, but she found out. Trust levels aren't way down. Of course she was sad, but now she's glad she dodged a bullet. Took a few years to soak up the tears, but look at her now. Watch her go.
I mean,
dude, how is that not about Justin Bieber?
So you can listen to both of Selena's new songs. We have them up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com.
And the big question is, how was that not about Justin Bieber? And that's what evidently Hailey Baldwin Bieber might have been thinking as well. She sent out this Instagram post. It was a photo of herself with the song attached to it. And the song was by Summer Walker. And the name of the song is I'll Kill You.
Ooh.
So a lot of people are like, hey, Hailey, is that a message to Selena Gomez after she's releasing this music? She's come back to say, she being Hailey Baldwin, Hailey Baldwin Bieber, please stop with this nonsense. This is no response. This is complete BS. But, I mean, the choice of the song title on the day the music comes out.
Right.
I mean, just makes you wonder.
Got you gossip on Pete Davidson. So, Pete Davidson, we know him because he has dated Ariana Grande.
Yep.
They were engaged, I believe.
They were.
He dated Kate Beckinsale for a second. Well, he's moved on. He was seen leaving the apartment of Kaia Gerber, who is the 18-year-old daughter of Cindy Crawford.
Just imagine. Your 18-year-old is now dating Pete Davidson. I mean, just think about it.
Right. I'm sure he's a nice young man, but I might have some issues.
Could be,
if it
right?
was my daughter.
If it was your daughter. So let's say your daughter, in a number of years, brings home a Pete Davidson. Do you say anything? Like, do you go, hey, maybe not?
I definitely say something, but...
But just like, because I remember being young.
Yeah.
We didn't want to listen to our parents.
Right.
They didn't know what we truly... They're out of touch. They don't get it.
So maybe if she brought a Pete Davidson home and I was like, oh my gosh, he's so cool. You should get married tomorrow.
Oh, that's it.
She'll run.
That's the way to do it.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So today is the final day where you have the chance to win the ultimate A-State game day experience. You have the chance to win tickets to the homecoming game on Saturday. Get to come to our tailgate. Food and drink's going to be in there. Mm-hmm. We go down to the field with United Pawnbrokers for the chance to kick for cash. And if you make a field goal, two shots, you get $107.90. And then we have the Bills Cost Plus tailgate kit, which has all kinds of food for your own personal tailgate. Today's the deadline. All you have to do is send one text before 5 o'clock today for the chance to win.
Text the word KICK to 62582.
That's KICK, K-I-C-K, to 62582.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Thursday, Throwback Thursday, we're going back trying to find some cool stuff. I actually found a video that I haven't seen probably since 1995.
And I've never seen it either.
So this video is me on my second week on Memphis television. I guess this is like June 10th, 1995. I show up on Memphis TV, and the vision is I'm going to pour a bag of flour over the head of the announcer, Lance Russell, who was a legendary wrestling announcer. We lost him a couple years ago, but just a nice man, a good person, and He was like the glue that held everything together on the Memphis TV show. So me as a bad guy with the long hair and my suit with no shirt on underneath it. I mean, you can see my ripped chest. I was about 130 pounds. Banging 130 pound body right there is what I had. So I'm out there and I go to pour the flower on him. And here comes the boogie woogie man, handsome Jimmy Valiant, to the save, to make the save. And he gets this bag of flour and he dumps it all over my hair, all over my suit, all down my shirt. And I'll never forget, I didn't know what to do after that. Because you think, okay, like you do the flour thing, and then I go back to the dressing room and guys were like, well, what are you going to do now? I'm like, well, I guess I have to take a shower.
I'm going to go eat at Waffle House.
But imagine this. Imagine being covered in flour and then taking a shower. What happens?
Oh, it starts clumping.
It becomes gooey. So then they're like, well, you can't take a shower here, because this is at Channel 5, the TV station. They told me I couldn't take a shower in their shower and get all the flour and dough all in there. So I was going to have to go home. I was going to have to drive the 240 loop around Memphis, Tennessee with a suit full of flour and my hair full of flour. Now, what I didn't realize at the time was they were just playing a trick on me.
Oh.
So I left covered in flour and drove the 240 loop.
Oh my gosh.
And long blonde hair full of flour.
I think the favorite part of the video that I've seen is your reaction before he pours it on you. I've never seen you that scared or your head move that fast. And I think it's I see your head move that fast because your hair is moving fast.
Woof. Anyway, it's pretty funny. For those of you who've only seen me in recent years, or maybe you've never even seen us, you know, now I'm bald, tattooed. I don't weigh 130 pounds anymore. Mm-hmm. But back then, you know, it was 130, long hair.
Yeah, I've changed a little bit since my throwback that I'm going to post as well.
What's yours going to be?
I found a video of me in track and field in the ninth grade, and it's probably one of the first, I don't know, five times that I ever ran the hurdles.
Oh, my gosh. You did hurdles?
I did hurdles, yes. I did hurdles ninth through 12th grade.
Were you good at it?
Actually, by the time I was a senior, I was, you know, pretty good.
Where did you place in this race?
In this one, I placed first, but there was only three people in the race. I'm not going to toot my own horn.
You're tooting.
No. Trust me. There's other girls that are in a different race that beat me. I'm showing the one where I win.
All right. There you go. You can check us out on social media. Check out our throwbacks when we go back to the 90s. So Instagram and Twitter, Brandon on KFIN.
And I'm Kelly on KFIN.
Also on Facebook, it's facebook.com/Brandon Baxter on the radio.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hey, there is huge news for me this week. I'm kind of excited. Every once in a while, I get on these binges of wanting food.
Yeah.
I like food. And I heard so much about the Popeye's chicken sandwich. People were lining up, blocking traffic. Police had to direct people around. This isn't just local. This is all around the country.
Did you ever have one?
No, the day I went, I got there and they were sold out and they haven't had them since.
Right.
So I waited until everybody told me, no, they're really that good. And I finally went there and they were sold out. But the story is they might be coming back as soon as this week.
What?
So if anybody goes to a local Popeyes, a regional Popeyes, any freaking Popeyes, and you see that the Popeyes chicken sandwich is back, message me immediately so I can go and get one.
And then you'll buy them one too.
Yes.
Okay.
Why did you say that?
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country Music News. K-Fine. Country Music News. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
The first round of performers for the CMAs have been announced. I'll tell you all about the lineup right now.
Okay, go ahead.
The first round of performers have been announced.
I've never heard anybody do a tease. For immediately what's happening next.
My bad.
I'll tell you all about it in 1 second.
I'll tell you all about it right now. So performing, Eric Church, Luke Combs, Miranda Lambert, Reba McEntire, Maren Morris, Pink, and Chris Stapleton, Carrie Underwood, Keith Urban, and one that's really cool and close to home, Dolly Parton and Zach Williams will be singing together.
Zach Williams is a Jonesboro artist who did rock music for a long time and then went off in the way of doing Christian music. Mm-hmm. He found Jesus and really transformed his life. He's actually playing First National Bank Arena tonight, which is a big deal, like a homecoming show for him. But Zach Williams on the stage at the CMA Awards with Dolly Parton. They'll be doing the song, There Was Jesus.
There was Jesus
in the shadows of the alleys.
There was Jesus
in the fire.
November 13th.
You can check out the Zach Williams and Dolly Parton song. It's up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog today at kfine.com. Also on the blog today, Maren Morris has posted a new photo showing the baby bump.
Yes.
So the first one shows off, she's right there with Ryan Hurd. They're kind of sitting down. This one is her, black and white. Mm-hmm. She's got her cowgirl hat on.
It's
baby
cute.
Bump showing. It is really cute. And evidently she's saying the baby is going to be Aries.
So it's like a March baby.
There you go. You can check out that picture this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So today on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, you can find out about my run-in with the law where mm-hmm. I was told to exit the vehicle and I was sure I was going to jail. I was scared. Legit. And then we talked to an officer's wife who says, hey, it's normal to be scared because everybody's scared mm-hmm. by that. Also, Kelly details why she refuses to ever be involved in photos with me again because mm-hmm. she's a jerk.
That's not true.
We talk about how stress and a lot of work can make you lose your hair. And look at me.
Mm-hmm. Poster child.
We talk about the Netflix shows which are watched the most. We talk about Throwback Thursday. All of that on today's Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast. You can check it out on Apple Podcasts. You can go to Google Play. Or our website, kfine.com, kfin.com. And Kelly Perry, what's on TV tonight?
Thursday night football, we have the Minnesota Vikings hosting the Washington Redskins. Every time I see Minnesota Vikings, I think of one thing. The song by Lizzo that goes, Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, the truth hurts you.
Yeah, anyway. The season premiere of Will and Grace, the season premiere of Daybreak on Netflix, which is a comedy about an apocalypse where adults are turned into mindless ghouls and teens fight for control of the world.
All right.
It sounds like what's happening now.
Yes.
Tonight's schedule also includes Supernatural, Grey's Anatomy, Legacies, A Million Little Things, Evil, and How to Get Away with Murder. Oh, also on Stephen Colbert, Toby Keith, and Steve Carell.
Ooh, dude, mm-hmm. That's good. So we hope you guys have a great day. We'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on KFine.